Ezra chapter 9. But now for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious. And so our God gives light to our eyes and a little relief in our bondage. Though we are slaves, our God has not forsaken us in our bondage. He has shown us kindness in the sight of the kings of Persia. He has granted us new life, and he has given us a wall of protection. Verses 8 and 9. Ezra realized what was happening in the culture, rose from his confusion, fell face down on the floor, humiliated himself, confessed with tears the sin of his society, and prayed. They had adopted to the world around them and adopted their customs. We also live in this situation. So we must be more aware of what our children are learning in schools and how our culture, in favor of tolerance and love, calls evil good and good evil. Like Ezra, we too must react with humility, confession, and supplication when we see the flashing red lights that alerts us of the danger of the moral decay in which we find ourselves. Because although we are slaves, you have not abandoned us. But now our God, what can we say after this? Verse 10. Lord, there is hope. You have extended your mercy. You have given us new life, and you have given us your protection. Now give us the strength to live according to your will and to obey your word.